USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic violence call in McAllen, Texas yesterday was, in fact, an ambush, which led to the deaths of two police officers, according to the city police chief. Victor Rodriguez says his two officers never saw it coming.
Our officers did not draw the weapons, did not fire, never stood a chance, never had a chance to, didn't suspect a reason to.
The chief says when additional officers showed up to the scene, the suspect shot and killed himself. President Trump says most Americans are happy about his commutation of his longtime friend Roger Stone's 40-month prison sentence, which was to start this week. Stone was convicted of lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering, but the president says Stone wasn't treated fairly by the courts. Democrats and some Republicans say the president's abused his power. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Louisiana's governor requiring masks to be worn as a surge in new coronavirus cases spreads across that state. Governor John Bel Edwards saying yesterday it was clear that the state's current restrictions are not strict enough. Louisiana had more than 2,000 new cases reported on Friday and yesterday, and hospitalizations are also on the rise in that state. The Washington Redskins name change is underway. Yahoo is reporting that the NFL team is to announce its new name in the next 48 hours. Speaking on the Saturday Sports Brunch radio show, Yahoo's Charles Robinson said the NFL is telling everyone, in his words, who has Washington's nickname on its platform to start scrubbing it and start taking it off. He said he didn't know what the new nickname will be. The team has been under pressure to change the name Redskins for ages. It's considered offensive to Native Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A pre-dawn fire at the 249-year-old San Gabriel Mission in California destroyed the rooftop and most of the interior of that Catholic church, which was undergoing renovation to mark its upcoming 250th anniversary celebration. The church was established during the era of Spanish colonization and has been the target of vandalism in recent years by some who cited the struggles that Spanish colonization posed to indigenous people. As of now, the cause of the fire has not been determined. Another pro sports league that had its action interrupted by COVID-19 has now set up a playoff plan, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Hockey became the latest sport to finalize a return during the global pandemic after NHL owners and players approved an agreement to resume the season. Games are scheduled to begin August 1st in Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta, with coronavirus cases in the United States pushing the league into Canada for the summer and the fall until the Stanley Cup is awarded in late September or early October. Training camps open across North America on Monday, which is also the deadline for players to opt out of participating with no penalty. Minnesota's Zach Parise earlier this week said he doesn't think a lot of players will choose not to play, but hours after the agreement was reached, Calgary defenseman Travis Hamonic became the first player to publicly opt out, citing family reasons.
Again, that's USA Radio's John Hunt reporting, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.